This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so Falcons versus Titans tonight. We've been talking about it throughout the entire show. And then we've got the Seahawks and Chiefs tonight. Is there anything in particular that sticks out with some of these preseason matchups?
I mean, just on a general scale, I'd say the teams that are playing starting quarterbacks as opposed to the ones that are not. There's, you know, the number, I think, I don't know this, but it feels like the number is higher this year of starting quarterbacks that are playing. You've got Tua and Joe Burrow who did not play last year. Obviously, we'll see Cam Ward tonight. But I would, you know, Drake May, Patrick Mahomes usually plays. Like, the numbers from around the league, I'd say you're probably, what, seeing maybe 10 starting quarterbacks throughout preseason so far. And so that's unique. So just on a general scale, that's kind of what I'm looking at. I want to see how those teams hit the ground running.
It's a conversation I'm very quickly getting over is the there's nothing on either side to prove anything to me.
Like, no.
I don't think that it's any proof that it helps or hurts unless you get injured. Like, it's just weird, and some guys, though, prefer, and I've heard this said, like some quarterbacks, they prefer to get hit before the season.
Sure.
They want to just go through the couple, you know, get.
Especially if you're like a J.J. McCarthy who's been injured or one of those kind of guys.
Because Zeno texted me the other day, and he asked me what the plan was, and it was right after Raheem had announced it, and I told him, and he was like, well, and he was like, I'm not trying to argue. He goes, I don't really know if there's any truth either way. And I said, well, that's the point, though. Anyone that tells you definitively that this guy should be playing also missed me with what's good enough for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
That's great. But guess what? Andy Reid can take a little more risk these days than Raheem Morris can.
I thought you were going to go a different direction there because it's like, oh, man, look, Pat Mahomes does it, and he always comes out playing well. Because he's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Well, that's another good point.
I don't advocate one way or another. I think that there's different ways to do it. And I think that, you know, it's all about your team chemistry. It's about leadership. It's about, you know, how many returners you have in the passing game. And there's so many different variables. There's not a perfect way to go about it. Would I prefer to see preseason action from the starters? Absolutely. But that's because we're at the games and because, you know, you want to enjoy something about preseason. But I also enjoy the back-end roster battles. And, look, we'll get a look at that tonight as the first-string offense starts the game for the Titans, supposedly, against the second-string of the Falcons.
And remember one thing. If you play Michael Penix, if you play Patrick Mahomes, you play that guy, every starter on offense has to play. Because you're not putting – unless there's an injury, obviously. But you're not putting, like, your second-string offensive line in Michael Penix out there or Patrick Mahomes. Do you know how, like – so, and if one of those guys gets hurt, don't come in. I shouldn't even been out there. Meaningless game. Also, the craziest thing I'm just going to put it on blast. I've heard Carl Dukes and Mike Bell talk about this a lot. And they both think we should be resting Braves players in the regular season, yet playing Falcons players in the preseason. And you can't tell me that you want one to be bubble wrapped and the other to be, oh, no, put him out there. He needs it. That makes no sense to me.
Man, shots fired.
Yeah, shots fired.
You hear that, Dukeson Bell? Shots fired, baby.
I'm just saying.
Coming
I don't understand that logic. And I don't want to hear, well, you know, there's nothing to play for. Oh, yeah? Well, tell me what Michael Penix will be playing for tonight.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I don't know. There's not a. I don't have a great answer. People ask me all the time, should they or should they not? I don't know.
I mentioned them because if I said Twitter, you said, who are these people? So I'm just going to say it's Carl and Mike.
Look at that. You're preemptively mad at me. You know what I mean? Check that out.
He's creating scenarios in his mind.
Of the people this show, you should be worried about being mad at you. It ain't me.
Yes, that's for real, Mike. So Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, he is expected to have his disciplinary hearing with the NFL on Tuesday, September 30th in New York. This is in regards to the multi-car crash he was involved in Dallas during the 2024 offseason. This means that Rice is now likely going to be able to play the first 4 weeks of this season before any potential discipline is imposed.
Cue the conspiracy theorist that the Chiefs are being taken care of by the league by pushing this back so he can play the first four games, because pretty sure I haven't – let me pull it up, but I'm pretty sure their first four or five games, Mike, are not easy. They open with the Chargers and the Eagles at home, and then they – well, the Giants, eh.
But are they in Brazil? Are they the Brazil game?
No, they were. Yeah, yeah. They play the.
They're the Brazil
Chargers.
Game. Yeah, yeah. It's open the season in Sao Paulo.
Home. I'm sorry. Good call. It's their home. They're taking a home game from them.
Yeah.
But they've
which
got
is crazy, by the way.
Three of the best teams in the NFL in the first 4 weeks.
Yeah. Like there's these issues, and this falls along with a number of other stories that are coming out right now. It's not criminal. Right, it's not. The NFL's not looking at criminal proceedings as much as they're doing their own investigations for the most part, and that's what you see kind of coming out here. So they'll decide, hey, you know, was there wrongdoing here, and they'll make sure they uphold the image of the shield and everything else that comes along with the NFL, and we'll move on from there. But yeah, I mean, the Chiefs have done it in the past without wide receivers, to be honest. So they have the opportunity to do it again.
That's why I just said cue the conspiracy theory.
There you go.
Well, we've got some good news for Matthew Stafford. Plans to work out with the Rams on Saturday.
Wait, this feels like deja vu. Didn't he work out last Saturday? Feel great, throw about 65 passes, and then go Monday. Oh, yeah, I'm not feeling good.
Yeah.
Back sore.
Well, and you know, there's been conversations about whether or not he'll be ready for week one. You start talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. You start talking about Stetson Bennett and a number of other pieces. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. But I have no doubt that in the end, this is a – they won the division last year, if I'm not mistaken. They're going to catch fire at the right time. And it's just that kind of organization right now.
I would go ahead and go on a limb and tell you I'd be just – if something happened and he doesn't play, I would be beyond shocked if they didn't just go with Garoppolo and then Stetson Bennett. They're not trading for Kirk Cousins, guys. I just do not see that.
There you go, Allie. There's for your Google page where you're writing stuff down about predictions.
Uh-huh.
Be beyond shocked.
Is this what we're doing?
He would be beyond shocked.
So we're just gonna.
I'm just telling you.
We need to have one of those court reporters for everything
can't.
I say.
I mean,
right,
that's
down.
Basically who you asked to join the show. I keep notes on everything.
There you go. All right, Dylan. Let's do this thing.
And it is Fair or Foul Friday, so Mike and Bo are going to debate my questions that I've cooked up for them today. Fair or Foul, Falcons will score at least 3 touchdowns tonight in their second preseason game.
Mike? Fair. Fair. Why wouldn't I say fair? You know what I mean? Like, there's no downside to saying fair here. Obviously, you're going to write this down in your Google Notes, but whatever. No, I'll say fair. I think that you displayed the ability to pass at a high level last week with Easton Stick. You were protecting at a very high level. I know that they're going to start their defense, but it doesn't sound like they're going to play any more than one drive. I expect that the running game with the second unit will take a step forward tonight, and hopefully that leads to some points on the board.
Well, foul. I can't tell you the last time I remember the Falcons scoring 3 touchdowns in a preseason game. Most of their games end like 17-6 or 9 or, you know, 12 or something, so I don't expect it.
It'd be all about the third downs tonight. They've been just abysmal. And I'm talking about the last couple of years on third down in preseason. And it's got to take a step forward.
Offense is a tough thing to watch in preseason football.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Fair or foul, Marcell Ozuna will hit his 300th career homer this year.
What number is he on now? 290-something? I would say fair.
I was going to say, you should lead with that in the question, because I haven't been part of the Ozuna tracker for number 300. I don't know. He seems like he's hitting well. Seems like the timing's there. He dealt with the hip issue that kind of went away, and then he kind of got benched and everything else.
He's at 295. Yeah, that's fair. Five home runs. Dude, yeah, he's been red.
I'm trying to think.
He's been red hot lately.
Yeah, we still got plenty of time. Was it 6 weeks left? Yeah, we still got plenty of time.
Okay. All right, fair or foul, Taylor Swift's appearance on the New Heights podcast has already reached 14 million views. It will reach 25 million views before Dylan fixes his car.
Fair.
That's the fairest that's the fairest slam dunk question I've heard all day. That's the fairest slam dunk question I've heard. I keep saying it. We're approaching a year for Dylan. We're approaching a year. And it'll reach 25 million for the end of the day.
Yeah.
It'll reach 25. Like, that's the way that YouTube and things like that work. So, yeah, that's fair.
It's 14 million in one day. Is that it?
Seriously. Yeah.
Wow. That's
one
crazy.
Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, fair or foul, Georgia Tech has a chance at a 10-win season this year.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with this. I think that you bring Blake Gideon in as a defensive coordinator. Buster Faulkner gets the massive extension. What is he making? $2.5 million, something like that. They are very, very high on Haynes King at the quarterback spot. It just seems like all the pieces are in place. They return a few starters along the offensive line. They have a decent defense that I think has some players that can make noise at the next level. So, yeah, I'm with it, man. I think the schedule lines up for them to really, really make some noise. And they came close to beating Georgia last year, weren't able to get it done. So that'll be one of the ones that maybe gets them over the 10-win mark. But I think that they're going to shock some people the way they're able to play this season.
I'm going to tell you something. Looking at their schedule right now, and 10 is a 10's a tough number. But I'm going to go with Mike. I think fair. I love Brent Key. I love what he's building there. I do love the coordinator. I don't know much about Gideon. I had a buddy of mine plays golf. I think he's a Tech grad. He's a big Tech guy. Every week I see him at MJ. He's in my Tech. So he's a big Tech guy. Mm-hmm. He asked me about Gideon. I was like, I don't know much about him, but Buster Faulkner, everyone loves. So,
and I'll throw this out there. I've talked about this a number of times on the show. The left tackle, the projected left tackle from Georgia Tech, was a kid I coached there all throughout high school, Ethan McKinney. And I'm a big fan. So I caught a lot of flack last year because I was rooting for Georgia Tech in the Georgia Tech-Georgia game.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why. Mm-hmm. I'm not just throwing that out there and going, oh, yeah, I hope Georgia just loses every time. Like, there's reasons. Like, I have some ties to that. So I'll be rooting for him throughout the season. It'll be fun to keep track of.
Went through it realistically. I got him losing to Clemson, maybe Virginia Tech. And then
Virginia Tech? No.
Well, that
– come on.
And then Georgia. That would be 9-3. And the bowl could get them 10.
You're right where I'm at, and that's why I said Georgia Tech would be one of those ones that could get them over the hump. I mean, Georgia, I'm sorry, can be one of those ones that gets them over to 10. It's going to be tight. They're going to have to beat some quality teams.
All right, one more. This one might hit a nerve. A little bit spicy here.
Oh, here we go.
Fair or foul. I'm not going to call out the media personality, but someone at Falcons training camp was talking about the Braves season and was wondering if the 2021 season was a fluke. So fair or foul? Was the 2021 Braves season a fluke?
Mike, I'm going to be long-winded on this, so you go ahead.
A fluke, no. Fluke makes it seems like it was like a game of chance, like that you were rolling a dice. That's not what it was. Now, was it a flash in the pan? That conversation could probably be had. Was it lightning in a bottle? I could see that conversation going somewhere. Fluke, no. I wouldn't say it was a fluke, but I will say that the window that you felt like was wide open at that point seems to be slammed shut right now. So if that's an indicator of a fluke, then okay, maybe.
All right, you go to the World Series roster, the guys that were actually playing, and the guys that are left are Ozzie and Austin Riley. Freddie's gone, Dansby's gone. Remember, Ozuna wasn't around for that. Acuna was hurt. Darno is gone. You know, Soler, Duvall, Jock Peterson, Eddie Rosario. All these guys are gone. It wasn't a fluke. The team's completely different. Charlie Morton is gone. Strider wasn't even here. Max Fried is gone. So the bullpen is essentially all – they're all gone. Everybody from that team is gone. So it's not a fluke. It was a team that you built that hit the pinnacle. It was a rebuilding a team you rebuilt, and they hit the goal with a few plug-ins. So, no, it wasn't a fluke. Lightning in a bottle is a better thing because of what they got with the trades, but it wasn't a fluke at all. They built the team. They did what they were supposed to do, and then they didn't re-sign key pieces of that team, and this is what you're left with.
Yeah, maybe fluke was a strong word on that one.
Yeah, and I love the person that asked it. And
yeah,
they listen.
I know.
And I understand the thought, but – I just have seen it. I've seen a little bit on Twitter, too, about how Anthopoulos is a fraud and all this. No, it's just you're living within the restraints of a self-imposed salary cap by
and
the corporation you work for.
Winning the World Series is an incredibly difficult thing to do.
You want to know it was a fluke? The 2020 World Series won by the Dodgers. That was a fluke. Almost all 2020 titles, like the basketball, the what did they call it, Dylan, where they went to the
bubble?
The bubble. That was fluky. I mean – Playing in a park in Arlington for the NLCS and the World Series was fluky.
Who won the 2020 NBA?
The Lakers.
Lakers.
That's also why most people run with that.
I was going to say, you feel like you're starting to call out some 2020 title winners that are kind of in the midst of, like, not dynasties, but pretty good runs.
Yeah.
Like, start getting to that level. You're like, I don't know.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call on the way, 404-726-0929. You can ask questions to us. You can shout out your schools for Friday Night Lights. I believe this is the first night that we've got regular season
starting. Meaningful football tonight, yes.
So call in, shout out your schools, unless you're calling for Bishop Sycamore. Not again. You're not allowed. Bo is also saying he will be disappointed if the Falcons don't get at least 50 sacks this season. He backed down to 45. How far off is he on this? Call us now, 404-726-0929 or on Twitter at 929MorningShift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.